Due to a serious sleeping condition, I need to use, by medical ruling and in order to sleep, an oxygen mask and device. This equipment starts automatically a few seconds after I position the mask over my nose and adjust the strap over my head. Once the opening of the mask is closed over my nose and face, it detects the change of pressure and it starts. This is the way it works. I think this situation falls at best under the category of grumma, yet I simply don't know what to do to fix it during Shabbos and Yontif. Could you offer any advice, or should I perhaps just relax and sleep tight? Kol Tuv, Avram. I guess it's from Brazil, or maybe that's the last name. In any case, I really can't answer you. I don't know what the repercussions would be if you don't use this oxygen mask and device. If it's pikuach nefesh, and it's a life-threatening kind of situation, then obviously, if there's no other possible way of doing this, you're allowed to do it no matter what, even if it's not grumma. If it's not a life-threatening situation, that I'd literally like to know how serious it is and what the repercussions would be, what kind of sickness you would get, what kind of implications and repercussions there would be. However, I can give you perhaps an etzah, and that is to put the machine on a Shabbos clock, where when you put the mask on, it's off completely. And after it's on, the Shabbos clock will turn it on automatically while it's already on you, so you don't have to do anything to activate it. It's all activated by the Shabbos clock after you've done everything that you have to do, any action that you have to do. In that respect, it would seem that that should be permissible no matter what the situation is.